We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
I've been speaking to you for a good long time now from the Book of the Psalms, and I have given a number of messages from the 35th Psalm. But there's many verses here, and almost every verse, as we would say, is loaded with such a marvelous thought or inspiration or idea, that it's almost impossible for us to skip a verse. But we've been just skipping around in this 35th Psalm. Today, I call your attention to one little expression in the 25th verse. It is such a remarkable and up-to-date expression. It sounds so modern. You know, many women, human nature hasn't changed. Human nature is just like it always has been. A man told me one time, he said, you know, I'm called to preach to the progressives. I'm called to talk to the folks that think along modern lines. He said, you know, I believe in Christian evolution. Well, I said, what do you mean by Christian evolution? He said, I think we're evolving to perfection. It's a slow, long process. But things are moving in that direction, and the human race is always on the upward climb. Well, I said, is that so? How long do you think it'll take us to get there? Well, he said, I don't know. It may be many, many, many years and even ages before we evolve into perfection. I said, listen, buddy, if you are right, but you're not right, if you are right, you admit it'll probably be millions of ages before men will evolve into perfection. Well, if that's so, this generation will be dead and in hell long before that. Don't you think we better try to get these folks converted and accelerate this thing a little? Human nature hasn't changed. All down the ages, men have thought like you think and have had the emotions you have. And have been selfish like we've all been selfish. Human nature hasn't changed. Conditions in the world have changed. It is true that you can go to hell faster today than they could in the old days. They used to travel in wagons, and now we travel in automobiles and planes. And you can go to hell faster in an automobile, and you can get there quicker in an airplane. So we are moving faster. But the folks that ride in planes and automobiles and live in cities and have beautifully lighted rooms and all the modern conveniences have the same hearts that men have had through all the ages. All down the years, they've been just the same. Nearly 2,000 years ago, that came from the noonday of heaven to the midnight of this earth, the sinless Son of God. He walked around among people, little babies loved him, and wicked people crowded about him. And they never found him doing anything wrong. And the world put him on a cross. Well, you say we wouldn't do that today. I'm not so sure you wouldn't do that today. I'm not altogether sure. I'm pretty certain if Jesus Christ went to Russia today, and in Russia stood for exactly what he stood for, said the whole world lieth in the arms of the wicked one, and said, I have no part in this world, and said it's a hopeless, lost race on his way to hell, and except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I wouldn't be at all surprised, but what Russia would do something to Jesus. They might send him to prison somewhere. I'm not so sure that he'd get a square deal in the United States. He never has. We've tried to use him for a meal ticket and get the most we could out of him and sort of use the byproducts of his religion. But I'm not sure that if he came to America today and claimed exactly what he claimed then and stood for exactly what he stood for and called the religious leaders of this day a generation of vipers, that's mighty plain language, men and women, and called them a generation of vipers and cried out as he cried out and he was here, and said that this is a hopeless nation, and you can't save yourself. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody wouldn't take a shot at him. You know, somebody would probably say, we don't want him around. I know he wouldn't be invited to preach in some churches in this country. I know churches that Jesus Christ couldn't get in, they wouldn't have him. Because he would say, I must die so you can live. And unless I die, you'll die. And you're not saved by what I say. You are saved by what I do for you. For you can't do anything for yourself. I am pretty sure that I know some pulpits he couldn't get in. He'd probably have to go to the fields and on street corners. And some plain old wooden tabernacles, and there might be some tents stretched. And there'd be a few good city churches that let him in. But you know the world's still against him. Human nature hasn't changed. We're all wrong about that. A man still has to be born again or go to hell. He has to be made over again if he's going to be a new creation. He has to repent or perish. Human nature has not changed. Now, this little expression here, in this 25th verse of the 35th Psalm, is the language of every generation of wicked men. Let them not say in their hearts, ah, so we would have it. You see? This is the way we want it. What do you want? Well, we want it like we want it. But do you want it right? Oh, no. We wouldn't be happy if it was right. We talk in the moral way and talk about human uplift and all that, but, oh, no, we don't. We want it like we want it. That's the language of every generation. We want it when we want it, and we want it like we want it, and we want what we want. And he says, now, Lord, let them not say in their hearts, ah, so we would have it. Fix up these hearts of the people. Let thy power be so manifest, the psalmist says, that thy will may be supreme and the purpose of God dominant in the thinkings of man. What does it mean when the heart says, this is the way we want it? Listen, sinful men make sinful conditions. We've said so many times on so many platforms, in so many pulpits, and often over the radio, the trouble with the world is not with conditions. The trouble with the world is with the men that make conditions. Men are not liars because they lie. They lie because they're liars. They're not thieves because they steal. They steal because they're thieves. Men are not sinners because they sin. They sin because they're sinners. The heart of man is desperately wicked, the Bible says. The unregenerate heart. Oh, you can be poetic, I know. You may be artistic, but you know even the art that men produce and the poetry that men write, all coming out of a natural heart, gets the seed of corruption in it. The flesh produces corruption. May produce culture, may produce architecture, may produce civilization, may produce even church buildings and cathedrals. It may produce a good many things. But the flesh produces corruption. Man in the flesh cannot please God. The flesh is corrupt. Now, when you say the flesh is corrupt, you do not mean that everything that man does is terribly bad. A man may take care of his wife and be a sinner. Mother may rock a baby to sleep and be a sinner. A little child may bring a mother a birthday present or a Mother's Day present and still be a sinner. I don't mean that. When you say man is a depraved sinner, here's what you mean. You mean that man is in this world in his natural state without any divine spark in him. He was born in sin. There's nothing of God in man. There may be a hunger for God, and man is to live forever. But the unregenerated man has no divine nature. The worst lie ever put off on this earth, the worst lie the devil ever put over with man, is that man himself can be good and godlike in himself. That's what he told Eve, and that's what he's told you, and that's what he's told all people everywhere. It's a lie. You cannot be good. You may not get drunk, but maybe you're not tempted to drink. You may be personally clean because you're cautious. many a person that you know is clean and upright as far as his moral habits are concerned, simply because he's a cautious person. He just simply doesn't care to take any chances. I heard a man one time cussing people for gambling, and he said they are terrible, and he used profanity in talking about it. Now, that man was not tempted to gamble. I knew the fellow, but he was too stingy to gamble, to tell you the truth. He wouldn't take a chance with a dollar. When he got a dollar, he wouldn't risk losing it. He held it. He had none of the gambling spirit in him, but he had profanity in him. He poured it out of his vile mouth, out of his vile heart, took the name of God in vain. The gambler was tempted to gamble, and this man was tempted to swear. Somebody else is tempted to do something else. Somebody else is tempted to maybe be a sort of respectable type sinner. You see a man in the ditch, a poor, miserable drunkard, and you look at him and say, poor fella, he's gone to the devil. Well, that's true, but he's gone to the dogs, too. Listen just a minute. The fella that's gone to the devil is a fella that doesn't think he needs God. He thinks he's all right without God. Now, that's the bad man. The man that thinks he's all right without God. Listen, men and women, if the unregenerated world had things like it wants it, if wicked men in the world could have things like they want them, this world wouldn't be fit to live in. It would be so miserable and corrupt. But you know, there's an element in the world of good people. We read in Thessalonians, and I shouldn't really touch this because I haven't time to develop it. We read in Thessalonians that there's a power in this world that restrains. He that hinders will hinder until he be taken out of the way. This he is a Holy Spirit dwelling in the world. Wicked men cannot make the world as wicked as they want it. Wicked men cannot have things as they always would like to have them. They would if they could. But even some of them that wouldn't have it so bad would see it worse than they even want it if they had their way. But there's a restraining power in this world. But according to our understanding of the Bible, there's to be a little period at the end of this age when the wicked world will have what it wants for just a little while. The Holy Spirit will be withdrawn in the sense that he indwells the bodies of believers. And all the saints of God will be taken out of this world temporarily. And the darkness of a tribulation period will settle on this earth. And that period, according to the Bible, if it were not shortened, no flesh could be saved. Cataclysmic curses and vials of wrath and bowls of wrath and lightning flashes of the judgments of God will be poured out upon this world. You wicked men who are not right with God ought to thank God that somebody holds you back and influences and restrains you. Or this world would go to hell even now, and your business would not be safe, and there'd be nothing good. The vilest person listening to me now is indebted to Almighty God for the restraining hand of God that keeps unregenerated human nature from having its way in completely in this sinful world. Our Father, we confess we were born in sin. In our flesh there dwells no good thing. We came in this world lost. We'd have been lost forever if thou hadst not sent thy Son to die for us. And we thank thee he bore our sins in his body on the cross. And we thank thee that we heard his gospel and heard about him and were saved. Help us who in Christ Jesus, born again ones, to live victorious lives. And help these sinners who have heard us to trust him and be saved. We pray this prayer in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.